This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Well, oh my God. Is it you?
Is it me? I honestly am like touching my fucking fillers. Like, it's clearly damp outside. Like, I'm it's literally damp outside, and I literally feel like I can feel like my lip filler and my cheek filler like kind of pressing. Like, girl, it's raining.
Okay, but I need to know, is it gonna like storm or what?
I have to go outside. And then we'll really see. But I'm not kidding. I'm like, oh my God.
Well, while we figure out if it's going to rain, I'm Saturn.
Hi, and I'm Star.
And this is...
Fully Charged! Get on the floor, bitch!
I'm just getting back from a weekend in San Francisco.
Oh, yes. You were there. Went back to our homeland.
Yes. Our birthing place. Our incubation place. Yes.
The incubation tank for us. Girl, and how was it? What happened, girl?
It gave an episode of a reality show. It gave very much like main character tease. Like, they put me in a situation and had me react.
But like on OWN or like Zeus or
It gave Bravo because it gave possibility of black violence on a white network. You understand?
Okay.
if it were on Zeus, it would have given violence on
it. It would have given. Oh yeah.
This gave possibility.
WeTV possibly violence too.
Sometimes. But yeah, I had a show out there that was really fun. It was for the transgender district, which is really cute. So it's like they're really turning like the TL into like the district for the girls. And I feel like right now it still gives TL, like even the hotel I was staying at was the proper hotel, but it was giving very much in the middle of gentrification. But to know that it's giving, like, the girls are cleaning it up and like turning it into something that works for them, I think is amazing. I think it could be really kind in like 10 years.
Maybe Arya five. Saeed, that's who's
love Arya.
She's
Saeed.
Like the mayor of the Tenderloin. No, girl, I mean, what is her? It's like that. Basically, I feel like she's the mayor of the Tenderloin at this point. Like,
I mean, at this point, she runs the transgender district.
She runs the transgender district, and she's like an appointed official. She's like in an office. She's like, but you know, she and I used to. That was my girl that I knew from the way back days. She also stayed in the same like youth shelter, and like that like journey towards getting her working for the city and getting all this kind of stuff. So it's really cool to see how the girls that, you know, like she's getting giving back in this really kind of larger than life way, which was really cool to see. Cause you know, I know her from the way back, 10 years ago, way back, you know?
Yeah. And she had all the dolls working. Like everyone that she announced was like writing legislation for, you know, trans this and trans that. And I was like, okay, work. Like it was girl after girl after girl after girl who had a sickening title. I said, that's right. And these were like girls who look very much so like us, like, you know, girls of the scene, like who had like, you know, spent their time being a young party girl, but they like got it the way that they wanted
it. Get to work, ladies.
Get to work. Okay, ladies, now let's
get information.
Okay, let's get into Transnation, Arthi Sophie.
Amen.
But it was fun. I missed you there. Like, honestly, us going back to San Francisco one day would be so funny. Like,
I wish they had brought me too. I'm like, let me be VIP in SF, girl. I love giving VIP in SF.
True, because it does give that. It gives,
you know,
so that.
When you give VIP in SF, or like, you know, because we're the girls from there, we leave, we come back, and it's like, oh, what are you saying? I'm staying in a hotel. Like, oh, yeah, friends come through to the hotel.
Wait, I went to see Violet Chachki's show because I was I was invited by her daughter Beverly, but also by a very handsome dancer, and it was really cunt. But I was actually on a date with another boy, and the other boy left, and I was gonna leave with him, but then I realized that we were on like a 3-way date, and I was like, oh, that's disgusting. So then I was like, well, I'm going back inside, and then he was like, oh, you know, they said no ins and outs. I said, excuse me. Wait, watch this, bitch.
Watch
and
this.
I watched. I walked straight to the door. And my friend Shaim said, "That's Saturn. Let them in." I said, "That's right, baby." And he went on his fucking date with his old work. And I said, "I'll see you in New York, bitch."
I didn't. You know, it was a really great show. And we got to sit in the VIP section.
Yes, because you went to the show in L.A.
In L.A. in the Belasco Theater. Yes. But it was really cute because while I was like outside, we didn't really know where to go. We were like lined up. It was like, given that I don't really know where I'm going. And so, you know, I like, I'm a girl that likes to have an exclusive experience.
Absolutely.
So I found my exclusive experience every step of the way. Every step of the way, I sat in the vintage club and I had a drink at the bar. And, you know, this lady was sitting next to me talking about some girl with big titties and a t-shirt from her heart from when she was in high school in the 90s. I don't know why. I couldn't tell you why this was a conversation, but on my phone, I was taking a video of myself and this lady's just talking at me and I was recording myself. And that's the only snippet of the conversation that I can gather. So that's what I was giving. And a fan of the podcast was there.
Word?
Miss Danielle. She was there, and she was the moment. Also, Violet Chachki was the moment, and she was really great.
That bitch
I was like, she's not a regular cross-dresser. She's motherfucking elite.
Elite.
Elite. Talented. The cross-dressing elite of America.
It's giving TCD, talented cross-dresser.
She was giving stunts and tricks and flips. I say, girl,
she talks in a dialect from 1942. I said, where did you get that from? I said, work it out, bitch.
It's an acting challenge. It was an acting. Period. It was a maxi. It was a dance. I said, oh, I didn't know she was that limber, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's a scene girl. You know, she is a girl who knows what's up. The doll. She's out and about. She is really cute. She's super sweet. So, I know her from, like, Kikiing. And I'm like, oh, she's a Kiki.
Yeah.
She's also, like,
talented
cross-dressing
AF.
Elite
yes.
of America.
That's what I told her. I was like, girl, I have never seen you perform.
Female illusionist.
And a contortionist, a body contortionist.
A body contortionist.
I said, girl, now to watch you, I said, girl, the specifics of your talent, mm-hmm. iconic. Mm-hmm. You know what I thought about when I was in San Francisco was, speaking of VIP treatment, mm-hmm. was, do you remember when I used to host that party, the Max at Mezzanine?
Mezzanine, girl. And Mezzanine.
Mezzanine. And it was a 90s party, and we would always have, like, we've had, like, Lady Miss Cure there. To be honest, we had 90s artists that I had no idea who they were because I was far too young to know about that. Maybe not
Azealia
born yet.
Banks, I think.
That was technically a Max party, yes, but...
Oh, the else.
But the no it was, but the premise of the Max usually was 90s, so we had Genuine there.
Oh my god.
And,
come ride it, okay, and get it.
Well, girl,
ketamine my pony.
Ketamine. Come ketamine the pony. Oh, because ketamine. Ba da ba.
You got the joke. It was in there. Yeah, anyway, sorry.
That was cute.
Yeah, that was a creeper.
Genuine's team was full of about 11 men, and each of them and their ponies put me in one of the two dressing rooms that they had and closed the door behind me and gave very much, you know, we fuck with you. And I was like, yeah, cool, I'm hosting. They're like, no, we know. But just so you know, we all cool with you. Like, whatever it is, like, it's all good. You feel me? And I was like, why is someone standing in front of the door? They was like, no, we just want you to feel... Like, you know, whatever you want to do, like, tonight is cool. And I was like, oh, great. Okay, cool. Yeah, let's do that later, whatever that was. I knew what it was, but I was like, all these men look like my dad. And this is just not the tea. Like, they were older. Like, it was giving, like, you know, dad bod, which, like, at the time wasn't trending.
Right.
I wasn't yet into it. There were some young, cute ones. But I just was thinking about how, like, wow, like, San Francisco really gives the moments. And also I was thinking about how that kind of attention for a lot of people would be so iconic. And to me, because I feel like that kind of attention, as well as like, well, that might actually work as a middle attention, but there's like bad attention where like, you faggot, you this, you that, to me is the same as the attention that I get now, which is love. And it all kind of acts as like this onslaught of like energy thrown my way.
Right.
You know, and I know we were just talking about that, like just the idea of like how do we grapple with that? Like, how do we grapple with receiving attention? Because to me, it just reminds me of being spotlit in this way that I may not have necessarily asked for, because it's outside of the art sometimes.
Right. I feel like for me, it's like, oh, well, I'm grappling with the idea that I actually want attention, right? I'm like, oh, I don't want attention. You're like, girl, you want attention. I said, I don't want attention. No, girl. I'm giving secret hush hush. Like, right. No. I don't want to be seen. I'm invisible doll. I just want to be pretty. And then it's like, well, girl.
Well, the desire clearly, for pretty, like,
there's something there. And I think it's like, it is. It's that the sexual attention that people can give me, or the compliments and all the kind of stuff, it doesn't really add up to much, because it's like, what is that attention? I clearly crave it in some ways. Yeah. But at the same time, like, what I realize, like, did I get into music, or why did I get into this? Like, is it for the attention, or what is it that I get from it, right? And it's like, well, actually, I started doing it because I like music, right?
Yeah.
And I viewed my only way of becoming a successful musician was by garnering attention for my work. I want respect. Absolutely. I want accolades.
Yeah.
I want people to reward me for my work. But do I necessarily need a bunch of people harassing me all the time? Basically, sometimes, you know, even attention that's good attention is like, can be too much. It's like, girl, okay. I like to be complimented. So if you girls want to compliment us about the cast, of course, come up to me.
Yes.
But like, sometimes, like at the at the parties, it'd be like, if I'm painted and I'm like in a sexy, my titties are out, I'm looking sexy, it's like sharks on the hunt. That attention is a lot sometimes, that sexual attention that people are giving, like they're following you, they're trying to like get up in your mix. It's like, girl.
Wait, is it too much attention if I say, like the break in your breasts, let's take a break?
Oh, no, let's do it. cleaved me alone.
BRB.
We're back from a break.
We're back. And you were saying how, like, even sexual attention, like, going in with, like, the respect that we want. Because it's really hard. I think, like, it's really hard to try to separate the levels of attention that we want. Because, like, you know, I love having visibility. And I especially, like, coming up in the Bay and then moving to LA and being able to maintain it. But it's also changed. Like, what I really want attention for is the work. I really don't enjoy all of the, like, talking that it comes with it, you know?
Yes.
And like, I don't, girl, like, even, like, down to, like, men and shit, and, like, the men who hit on you, and, like, what comes with that. Because sometimes I'm like, oh, this guy is hitting on me, and then it's like, oh, that's somebody's man, or, it's just, you know, it's just,
girl, well,
it just
girl. Comes Have you ever been called a trade thief? Are you a trade thief? Trademark. By me, Star Amorasu. Are you a trade thief? Have you stolen somebody's trade?
You know, not necessarily. You know, it's not a thing. I will say that I find a lot of people attractive, and I usually have morals and rules set to it, even when they are free. I have morals and rules set to it. And there has been times where if someone's boyfriend has tracked me down after me running from him, because, like, you know, sometimes I'm a runner and he's a track star because he caught
track
me.
Star
he passed me up and stood in front of me and said, bitch, stop, I want you. And I was like, oh my God, okay. And then they'll show you their dick or something, and you're like, well, fine, you know. But in general, I like to have rules around it. But also, that, you know, sometimes those girls aren't your friend. I think sometimes that's the question. Would you snatch a trade that you know has a partner, but you don't know that girl? That's not your friend.
Well, if this is... it's giving... Your Honor. Your Honor. Well, in the situation of the night and...
the night in question.
And the question at hand.
Your Honor, my client would like to go for a recess.
I think they need to, you know, it's going to be like, okay, I, no, well, I mean, obviously I've, well, I'm going to out myself as having okay. slept with a married man. So go ahead and stone me in the street and beat me to a pulp, please.
Scarlet letter.
I'm a harlot tonight, and I renounce it, and I rebuke it, and I apologize to all the married women whose husbands I've ever slept with, and who brought me flowers, and who gave me money, and who told me I was the most beautiful thing, and that I fucked better than their wives, and that I was prettier, smelled better, skinnier, lighter. No, I'm just kidding.
Wait. Can nicer, I say that the trade told
tighter
me
pussy.
Oh. Can I say that the trade told me all of that? And then the next week when I saw them out, I was like, okay, well, maybe this is just the thing we have going on now. That man must have said, whore, get your hands off of me. I've never touched you. And I said,
exactly. Denial.
Sometimes they get what they want. They're like, cool, got that one next.
Yeah. They want to gotta catch them all like motherfucking Pokemon.
Yes, ma'am.
And let me tell you something else. I had this man who was fully married, an Uber driver, girl, you know, Did I tell you about this, how he came over to my house? I was like, oh, my house is messy. Like, I need to clean it, blah, blah, blah. He's like, oh, like, I can just clean your house. I was like, what? I just want to hang out with you. I'm thinking to myself, imagine we go to his house. His house is probably hit. It's a mess. He probably does not help his wife clean. But he came to my house and swept and mopped and vacuumed my whole motherfucking house, girl.
Well, of course. Whatever they don't
and
do
they gave
home,
me a massage.
Absolutely. Bet you his wife back hurt.
For no reciprocation.
Time. Right.
And that is the sickness of the world. Well, you know what? I didn't make the world sick. Let me say
sure
that.
Sure didn't.
Didn't make the world sick.
Nope, you were just sickening, no?
Exactly. I mean, but okay, also, would you tell a girl if you slept with her boyfriend?
That is a very pointed and relevant conversation for me. In general, if it happened motherfucking 5 years ago, no, bitch, let's stop talking about it. But right now.
Okay, Nikki. And what else, Nikki?
Because honestly, it's like, girl, shut the fuck up. Does it make you feel good that your nigga fucked me? Like, would that make you really feel like, oh, I'm that sickening that me and Saturn shared a man? No, we didn't. You both were drug addicts. I wasn't. I was sickening. We didn't even let you be around, girl. We didn't even want you fucking around, girl. But your man, every time he had a chance, pulled up on me. And I said, oh my God, please stop. I'm a Christian. And you know what he did? He acted like the devil and pushed past.
America. America, are you listening to this, America?
I do it again.
No, I would tell her. I would tell
Sharpisha,
her. Think,
no.
I would tell her. I think it's just about how, because it depends on like, are you calling her and you're like, hey, Shirley, it's Betty. You may not know this, but I have fucked your man. That's like, girl, why are you trying to start shit? But if the girl is like, excuse me, I think you know somebody's name. You know his name. Oh, yeah, definitely. I know his name.
Oh, I know his motherfucking name, girl.
You know?
You know mine's. Now let's get one thing motherfucking straight, bitch. And you know mine's.
You know mine, girl. You bought the CD. You bought the record.
Actually, you have the box set, girl. Now what?
Right. Okay.
Square up. I have fought a girl over my man.
Period.
Wait, now this is just going into my man.
Well, I also like the idea. You've been the girl who had to be told. So, okay, so switch it up. Right.
In this situation, I've been all the girls. I've been the girl that slept with the boyfriend. I've been the girl whose boyfriend slept with their friend.
Ooh.
I've been the friend of a girl who slept with somebody's boyfriend. And I told the friend that the other friend slept with the boyfriend of the friend. Like, I've been the messy girl. I'm the messiest one.
It's a one-woman show.
I'm the messy, nastiest one. That's like, but it's accidental because, well, I just feel like, you know, I felt obliged when it was like my homegirl whose boyfriend cheated on her with another of our friends who I was being messy and trying to tell me in like a bold way, I told the other one. Because I was like, well, actually, it was a boy, a gay boy who stole the boyfriend of one of the dolls. And yaks with the boyfriend.
Oh.
And the boyfriend was giving bottom to his girl.
Now see, because see, girl, for that...
The, for the gay boy, girl. Giving bottom for the gay boy. I have to whisper.
Well, and see, and that's where the... See, that's where the cis and the dolls come together. It's like, girl... It's
like, it was giving pansexual, but girl, it was... I said, no, girl. Okay, so I felt obliged to tell her. I said, okay, well, I need to... And then it did not... It was a mess. So it's just messy. Honestly, I don't think you tell the girl. Actually,
you don't think so.
I'm sorry.
No.
You know what? I think if it's like, if she's crazy, if you know the girl is a crazy girl.
Right.
Who
you're right.
is going to react well to that, you don't tell her.
Well, and it's also like she knows in her mind. She wants to hear it validated. But it's like, okay, so then once that happens, how many more years are you going to be like, well, we shared a man. Like, I'm not here for that.
Right.
Like, now, like, my thing is like, what would that do for you? Like, it's already real in your mind because you're spiraling about it.
Maybe she wants to fuck you.
Ew. I honestly reached my hand in her pants once at a party and I swiftly pulled it out. Not that it wasn't giving, but I just felt...
Oh my God.
I just felt that her spirit wasn't right. You know?
Okay. It was giving, what is it, when Tiffany Pollard's mom, Sister Patterson goes to Lindsay Lohan's mom and she's like, oh, the venom, it hit me right there in her hand.
Yes, yes.
Her spirit bit me. The venom, the poison, her venom... hit me right here.
She hated Dear Lohan. That's how I felt, girl. I said,
that's the venom.
Now, I said, your boyfriend with his sad eyes.
Ooh.
Oof.
Sad.
That gave me a shiver.
A shiver and a shake, girl.
But I said, you now, girl, I don't know if I could do it.
Okay, now a cuckold situation. What does that give? Would you be a cuck? Or no, you're Ew. Getting cucked?
Yeah, I don't know how
it sounds so vulgar to say that word. I'm so sorry. I apologize.
To the cuck.
To every, I apologize to our country and to our countrymen abroad for this. But what is a would
cuck
you?
This cuck is your cuck. This cuck is my cuck.
Can we? Do we have to explain what a cuck is, or does our audience?
You
know?
Might need to explain it to me because I feel like who's
well,
cucked here.
I'm not. Whoa.
Hey,
whoa.
Dr. Judy.
I'm not the expert.
What's the doctor's name?
Cuckolding.
Dr. Judy.
Hold on. I feel misrepresented.
Dr. Ruth.
Your Honor.
She's taught me everything I know.
I feel misrepresented by my lawyer. I would like a new one, please, Your Honor. Court appointed, preferably. Cuckold, I would. Well, I'm confused.
Would you?
I just confused myself.
Would you be the person who fucks someone's boyfriend while the person watches under their request?
Yes.
Okay. I would not, depending on the situation. It's usually a no for me, but I've had girls allude to me that their boyfriends, you know, want things and they don't
say,
we want it from you. It's just like they're telling me and I know that the boyfriend likes me and I'm like, okay, so you want to be there? And my thing is, like, you can be there, bitch, but the minute you start to rub a little hotness on me, I'm going to elbow you in the jaw on accident.
Right. So for everyone listening, like, a cuck is when you loan you loan out your partner to somebody else and you watch it, but you don't get to, you don't do it. Or yeah. I think, well, I don't know the details. Okay, listen. Listen, I'm serious. I don't know the details. I really don't. I have been in some threesome situations, foursome situation. I've been in all kinds of situations, but Your Honor
runs out of the courtroom.
I think it's time for a break. It looks like it's time for a break. Fighting a girl. Yeah, I fought some of these girls back in the day, but those days are behind me. It's just giving, you know what? I feel like I need to start telling. I was like, okay, well, I'm telling little bits of my story to the girls out here so they know a little more about why I might react in a certain way because, you know, it's not giving kumbaya.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, soon we should get into the idea of what has made us fully charged.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Eventually.
Eventually. You know, it's not yet. It's not yet that chapter in the story.
But I will say, somebody stole my boyfriend. I got mad. I told her it was on site.
Oh, yes. You are that girl.
It was on tight. This was moons back, okay?
Yeah, listen. Days past.
Days back, way back. I did a lot of therapy, if you're listening and you want to, you know, whatever. I did a lot of therapy. I talked about it. Am I proud of it?
No.
But did it happen? Yes. And also, like, I'm trying to still have that same, like, energy of, like, I'm going to talk about to somebody, address the problem with the person directly. That part of it, I'll keep, you know? If I have a problem with somebody, I'm up and I said, you know, I have a problem with you, and this is why. You girls are a little wishy-washy these days. Oh, everything's this, everything's that. Conflict, you know, conflict, there's a book. Conflict is not abuse.
It's not.
Conflict is conflict sometimes, and you girls conflict need to realize resolution. That it's okay to have conflict and to resolve it.
Yeah, I agree. I think even though it's like, no, don't tell. I think fixing things and letting people have what they need to like feel good about something. Because sometimes the conflict, I like being the bigger person. I'm like, hey, babe, if this is what you need to feel better, like for me, I feel great. But if you need something to make you feel better, then like, let's just resolve it. I'm not saying we're going to be friends. Probably not, because now that I've had to go here with you means get away. But let's just clear it up. So that way when you see me in the streets, you don't know me. I want to end it, babe. I want to end it.
Settle it. Squash it. It's giving that.
Yeah. I am mad about something, actually.
What are you mad about, girl?
I'm mad that when we try to fucking see Aretha as Jennifer Hudson, or was it Jennifer Hudson as Aretha, that it wasn't on the on-demand. And I've been thinking, like, you know, I think that now we're in the era where everything is on-demand, and I'm like, I need to treat these big-budget movies like a fucking indie movie. I need to see it in my house, you know, on some sort of site. And I'm really upset about it.
Yeah, no, it was weird. I was like, well, girl, so we just got used to watching a movie on our TV home at home because of Miss COVID-19. I don't know if anybody knows about that. There's this thing happened that was called COVID-19. we've been watching TV at the house. Mm-hmm. And so you came over, we were trying to watch fucking Aretha. The only one we could watch was the fucking one with the British lady.
Which
we didn't want to watch. I wanted to watch Jennifer Watchers Hudson.
Okay, I wanted to watch Chicago play
Jennifer
Detroit.
Jennifer Weight Watchers Hudson!
Period. And she watched it, bitch. So,
did you see it? No.
No, I mean, we're going to see it this week.
We're going to go.
But I just am thinking about the concept of like, oh, now we're back in this world of like indies versus blockbuster. And for one, I don't know which one I prefer. And for two, I think they need to coincide.
So you're in a movie currently. Mm-hmm. Your life is a movie, right? As the kids on
100 motherfucking percent.
The clock talks say.
Yeah.
It's also alternate name for this podcast. Remember that?
Oh, clock talk.
Threw that in there, kids. Wait, what was I saying?
You were going to say something about I'm in a movie. It's
Oh, yeah. Are you in an indie or are you in a blockbuster movie?
Well, you know, okay. If it's a movie about moi, like it needs to give. You know what I want? You know what's kind of sickening to me? An indie production, because I want to be able to go there. I don't want to have to like talk to people about watering down a story, because that's really the tea. That's the difference, is that indies give, bitch, I'm about to talk about some shit. And then blockbusters give allusions to trauma, and then like they can do like the regular trauma, like, you know, we saw Tina get like, you know, whatever, rocked and all that kind of shit. But like watching her documentary, I was like, oh girl, it was deeper than that, and she thought it was deeper than that. So I would be an indie film in theaters. What would you be? Yeah,
theatrically released indie. Yes. Same. I think it's giving A24.
Ooh,
it's giving an A24 film. Directed by Xavier Dolan. That's who I would pick. I would pick him to direct it. Xavier Dolan, if you're listening to this.
Honestly, we want to talk to you about our reality show.
We want to talk to you about
because that's actually
together.
Wouldn't that be iconic? Like A24 produced reality series.
Oh shit, bitch. We just did something. You know, because it's giving like, no, it's not giving Vice Media. It's not giving.
Mm-mm. That gives like one handheld. I want those screens.
What are the other networks that do that? National Geographic?
That's where the Jennifer Hudson movie was. That's it, girl.
It's not like frame line moment. Cynthia. No. An A24 produced.
Yes. Docu-series.
Reality docu-series.
Reality series is cuter. Yeah, you're right.
on Amazon Prime.
Hot. There it is.
Oh my God, there it is.
Send us the money. Come on, we're ready.
Hello, knock, knock.
Hello, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready
Daddy,
for my close-up.
Daddy Bezos. Hello, Daddy Bezos.
Hi, Daddy Bezos. Where do you get your filler?
Tomorrow. It's giving that. It's like, Daddy Bezos.
Mm-hmm. I love you tomorrow. Tomorrow. A day.
Da, 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 a song da, and a dance. You know what? Da, 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 exactly. Yeah. You know what? Period. Can you take me to space with you, Daddy, please?
Yeah, I have. Oh, now I'm like, wait, how much of that do we have to give to our producers, our current ones? JK. I just thought that was a messy question, a messy thing to say.
Shout out to our producers. Hey, shout y'all. Out to my nigga, Dan. Hey, shout y'all. Out to my nigga, ooh, Dan. Ooh, ooh.
Nope, he said it's all ours. It's on the pod. So, Bert, send us the check. Bezos and Xavier and all them. Yeah.
We are right here. Two black girls with a motherfucking dream, Daddy.
Yeah.
So weekly obsessions. What is your thing? Music.
Well, what's yours? You go first, you know.
So this week I was really getting into this song called Plux.
Ooh. Now what's that?
By Sistine. Oh. Sistine.
That's cute.
You know, I'm a doll for the instrumental stuff.
True. So
it's like this kind of instrumental track. I really like the feeling it gives me. I feel very like calm and tranquil when I listen to it. Yeah. Oh, sorry. It's actually, the song is Sistine / Plux by Facta.
Facta. Hot. That's still, everything's hot about that. I'm going to go listen.
It's really good. I think you would like it.
Cute. Of the week is unfortunately an Ariana Grande song.
Yes.
The cool thing
Power
about
Bottom Anthem,
honestly,
song,
well,
the maker.
I mean, especially after this weekend in SF, I feel like it's an unreleased song. It's called Confused. Josh played it for me. And the lyrics are, don't get this shit confused. Don't get this shit confused. Like, she's really like talking her Beyonce shit. And as I was in San Francisco and like really having to deal with drama, I was like, bitch, don't get it confused. And that girl, you know I am, get over it. Play the song.
Don't you get this shit confused. Don't get this shit confused. Don't get this shit confused. Confused. Don't get this shit 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 confused. Confused. Don't get this shit confused. Don't get this shit confused.
So,
God, it's 444.
Ooh, make a wish or something. Is that no divinely guided, divinely protected?
That's giving angel numbers. Oh my God, my computer's talking to me, y'all. It's saying 3444.
I want to say thank you to the angels for showing me that as a confirmation that they should not get this shit confused. We are those girls. This is fucking fully charged.
Fully charged. Pew pew
pew pew pew pew pew pew. Wow, that went by.
You know, make sure to follow the charged fully, make sure to follow our fully charged playlist on Spotify.
Yes,
and follow it for all the good songs. We may even add more songs.
I swear.
I'm pretty sure it's there.
Oh,
I'm,
yeah, totally. I'm almost totally. I totally did it. It's 100% there. So that's that.
Yep. And, we hope you'll join us.
Oh, wow. Look at the look.
Next week for another podcast. Also, love that this is like my new celebrity right now. I feel like it's people coming up to me talking about the podcast.
Same.
In LA. So.
Wait, same. Shout out to Reed, my sister in New York, who I'll be seeing in like a couple of days. She was like, girl, I'm living for you and Star's podcast. And I said, shut the fuck up. Like, the gag is like the girls are really like listening and having the nerve to be like, I live. Like, that is so funny.
Yeah, it's honestly hilarious. I never thought this would happen.
Wow. This is our moment.
I never knew that people would like us. Thank you guys so much. Anyway.
Well.
Thank you.
Toodles and boodles.
Yes. Peace, sip, love. Punch drunk love, etc. Bye. Bye. Fully Charged is hosted by Saturn Rising and Star Amarasu.
Produced by Big Dipper.
With editing by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is Supersonic by Saturn and Star.
Our artwork is designed by Matthew Enderlin with photography by Vice Cooler and Dalton Blanco.